Remarks of the President, Eureka, Montana, 1 October 1952.
Hi, fellas. My fellow Montanans, it is my high honor and great privilege to present to you the President of the United States.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate that wonderful welcome, and I appreciate the privilege of being introduced by the next junior senator from Montana. I'm out here performing one of my five jobs as president. You see, the president has five jobs, any one of which would be more than a full-time job for one man. But I have to do all five of them between sun and sun. I'm campaigning in my position as head of the Democratic Party for a victory in November for that party. You have some wonderful Democrats here in Montana running for office. Your governor, the Honorable John Bonner, is a friend of mine. I was acquainted with him in 48. He's made you a good governor, and if Montana knows what's good for it, it'll put him back in the governor's chair again. I'm sure that's what they're going to do. You've had a congressman in this district who's one of the ablest and most persistent congressmen in the Congress. He's being succeeded, I hope, by Lee Metcalf, Judge Metcalf. He impresses me, Judge Metcalf does, as an able and distinguished citizen, and one I'm sure that will represent Montana as it should be represented from this district. Mike Mansfield, you know, was not only a congressman from Montana, but Mike was interested in the welfare of the whole country. If you send him to the Senate, and I know that's what you're going to do, Montana will have the best representation in the United States, in the United States Senate. Jim Murray and Mike Mansfield put Montana where it belongs. On our national ticket, we have one of the finest presidential candidates any party ever had. That's right, Adlai Stevenson, and the governor of Illinois. He's been a great governor. He'll make a great president. He's a man you can trust to work for you. That is, he'll work for the common people. That's what I am. And I want to tell you something. This is a very important election that's coming up in November. This country's chance for a good and prosperous future may be decided on this election day. And once the choice is made, there is no way to go back on it for four long years. I want you to think about that. Think about what the Republicans offer you and what you get from them. I'll give you a little help on that. You'll get nothing but trouble, and bad trouble at that, from the Republicans. The Republican Party has an unbroken record of fighting against everything the plain people of this country want and need. You read what I had to say in Kalispell this morning and what I'm going to say at Spokane tonight, and you'll find out a lot about their record. And I might just say that the last time the Republicans ran this country, they ran it right into the ground. And it was the Democratic Party that pulled it out. My friends, if these people grabbed control of Congress and the White House, I wouldn't be surprised if you had to stop selling Christmas trees. Because the people won't have money enough to buy Christmas trees if the Republicans get control of the government. Now, seriously, these Republicans can't be trusted with the government of this country. Their record in Congress shows that as plainly as is possible to be seen. And I'm sorry to say their candidate is no help. I like Ike. I like him very much. But I like him as general of the army, and he's no business in the White House. He certainly doesn't know very much about civil life or civil government or even about how to run the Republican Party. I can't think of a worse situation than a uniformed military man fronting for a party with a record like the Republicans have. And don't you fall for it. Don't trust them and don't vote for them. Think of your own interests. Think of what helps you. And then vote for yourselves. You're the government. And if you vote for yourselves, you'll vote for the party that's always been for the people, the party that's put you in the prosperous condition in which you are now. Look out for yourselves and look out for the welfare of the greatest nation in the history of the world and look out for the peace of the world. And if you do that honestly and conscientiously, you'll go to the polls in November and vote a straight Democratic ticket, and then we'll have 4 more years of safety for the greatest republic in the history of the world. Thank you very much.